Chapter 12, The Ugly Truth.
"My costumes for the concert have been stolen!" Rarity howled. She paced around the boutique anxiously. There were only 45 minutes until she was supposed to deliver them to the Ponyville choir members, and they had just vanished. "All that hard work down the drain, and my reputation ruined!"
"Stolen?" asked Rainbow Dash. "Are you sure?"
"Yes, I'm sure," Rarity replied. "Vanished!"
"Maybe Sweetie Belle decided to tidy up again and just moved them," suggested Fluttershy, even though she knew that scenario was unlikely.
Sweetie Belle would surely never make the mistake of moving Rarity's work things again after the response she'd got last time.
"No, they were pilfered, pinched, purloined," Rarity yelped. She threw her hooves up in the air. "However you want to say it, all I know is it spells doomed, D-O-O-M-E-D.
"Want me to do a quick scan of Ponyville from the sky?" asked Rainbow Dash.
"I can catch the thief."
Rainbow seemed excited at the prospect. She put her hooves up in a boxing position.
"I'll take him down."
"No,"
Rarity whimpered. Where was Charity when she needed a tissue? That girl had been gone a long time.
"I must face this like a true professional."
Rarity's face became grave.
"I am going to go to the concert and tell Golden Harvest the truth, even if it is ugly."
10 minutes to showtime, every pony!
Rarity heard Golden Harvest call out to her choir members behind the curtain. Rarity had finally made her way to the backstage area after nudging through the massive crowd of townsponies who had come out to watch the show. Her heart was beating like crazy. She didn't want to tell the ponies that there would be no beautiful dresses and no bold bow ties. They had counted on her. The only thing worse than a tragic outfit was letting ponies down. Rarity smoothed down her mane, took a deep breath, and pushed back the red velvet curtain.
"This is it, the end of my career," she thought.
"I regret to inform you all that there will be no dresses. They have been stolen," she announced with a grave tone.
She kept her eyes closed. "Please accept my deepest apologies."
She expected the sounds of crying, but her words were met with giggles. When she looked up, half the choir was standing in front of her, wearing their costumes. The very ones she had sewn. But how? Rarity rubbed her eyes in disbelief.
"Rarity, you're a hoot,"
said Twinkleshine. She smoothed down the skirt on her green dress and trotted off to join a group that was singing warm-up scales. Senior Mint blew into a pitch pipe, and they all began to sing, "Philly, Philly, Philly."
"But how did you... But I thought that they..." Rarity stammered. "Where did you get these?"
"It was a fashion miracle."
"You brought them, of course."
Golden Harvest made a face.
"I did?"
Rarity felt a bit faint. Was she losing her mind? Tippy Tappy put a hoof on her shoulder.
"Rarity, are you okay? You look a little green."
"I'm perfectly fine now," Rarity lied. "I guess I should let you get on with the show. Break a leg."
She laughed nervously as she backed toward the curtain and exited. On her way out, she heard some pony call her name again. She popped her head back in.
"Yes?"
Rarity said, peeking through the folds of velvet.
"Yes,"
said another pony nearby at the same time. It was a white pony with a dark purple mane and a tail just like her.
"Did some pony need something from moi? Rarity?"
"I just wanted to know if you could redo my bow tie,"
a brown stallion named Coconut said. He leaned down as the pony helped him. When she was finished, he said,
"Thanks, Rarity. Never could figure those things out."
The pony giggled.
"Any time, darling."
Rarity's eyes grew wide in shock. Some pony was impersonating her. The pony's back was to her, so she couldn't see the culprit's face. She craned her neck to get a better view and accidentally leaned so far forward that she tumbled straight through the curtain.
"Rarity," Charity said, running over to her. "Are you all right?"
All Rarity could see was purple. Same gorgeous purple mane, same fabulous purple tail. Was she looking into a mirror? No, definitely not. She was looking at the imposter, and it was none other than Charity herself.
"Just what do you think you're doing, Missy?" Rarity screeched as she stood up and brushed herself off. "Is this some sort of joke? Take off those wigs this instant!"
"They aren't wigs." Charity looked down at the dirt. "I dyed my mane and tail at the Ponyville Day Spa. I thought you would think it looked fabulous."
"Well, I do. Yes, it does," Rarity admitted, momentarily forgetting the argument and only thinking of how nice her hairstyle looked, even on another pony. "But only on me. And that doesn't explain why you stole the costumes."
5 minutes until showtime,"
Golden Harvest announced to the backstage area, reminding Rarity that they were in public. Luckily, no pony had noticed the duo yet. They were all too busy getting ready to go on stage. Rarity glanced around, suddenly paranoid that she and Charity were going to become a spectacle. They did look almost identical with their white coats and matching hair. The only differences were the colors of their eyes and the shapes of their cutie marks. Rarity's was 3 diamonds, and Charity's was 3 heart-shaped gems. Still, they were both light blue.
"I was only trying to help, I swear," Charity explained. "I brought them over because you were running late, and I so understand the importance of a beauty emergency, so I was not about to interrupt that."
She looked up at Rarity like a puppy who'd been caught playing in the mud just after a bubble bath.
"I was just filling in until you got here."
Charity whimpered.
You worked so hard, and I wanted to make sure your beautiful work arrived in time." "Thank you, dear," Rarity softened a bit. "Just don't take anything else without telling me again, okay?"
"Okay," Charity nodded as a pretty melody began to play.
"The show is starting."
"Shall we?" Rarity said, motioning to the velvet curtain. "Just stay in the back. I don't want any pony to see us like this. Celestia knows what that would do for my reputation." Rarity and Charity crept out into the back of the crowd. The choir ponies looked magnificent in their costumes. The Ponyville choir started singing their first song entitled "Breezy in the Wind." Golden Harvest stepped forward to sing a solo.
"And it seems to trees you've spread your wings like a breezy in the wind."
She did a twirl, and the beautiful dress billowed out, the glittered green ribbon details catching the light. Every pony oohed and awed.
"My dresses are amazing," Charity said, completely mesmerized.
"I mean, our dresses," she quickly corrected. Rarity raised an eyebrow at her apprentice. She began to wonder what sort of show Charity herself was putting on.